This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Golden Globe nominations were announced this morning. The movies, TV shows, and actors that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association deems worthy of its notice. Let me set the scene, though, for a somewhat different Hollywood story. Los Angeles. Early 2000s, film crews dot the streets and studios are fighting over locations and props, makeup artists and caterers. Movie and television production is pretty much driving the Southern California economy. And then other states and countries decide they want a piece of that action. They offer tax breaks and other incentives to lure studios and producers. And the L.A. film industry starts to falter just a bit. Marketplace's Adrian Hill picks up the story from there.
There's a point in many formulaic Hollywood scripts called All Is Lost. It occurs usually about two-thirds of the way through the story. And for Hollywood, that All Is Lost moment was right around 2013, when the industry says it was staring, no, make that falling, into the abyss.
It was a crisis problem.
Paul Audley heads up the nonprofit Film LA that helps promote film and television production in Southern California. He says production packed up and moved to Georgia, Louisiana, Canada. Families were pulled apart as crews followed jobs. Prop houses closed up shop. During the 2013-2014 development season, only about 40% of TV pilots were shot in LA, down from 80% a decade before. California made only a small fraction of big budget films. It lost tens of thousands of jobs, billions of dollars. Bleak, right? Here's Audley again.
It took way too long, in our opinion, for the state of California to get into this competition and recognize it had to fight to keep the high-quality jobs in production here in California.
But California did start fighting back with a lucrative tax package of its own. The state tripled its tax credit from $100 million a year to $330 million. The new package, which launched this summer, offers subsidies to big budget films, millions to relocating TV shows.
Which now is returning some of that work back to LA where it belongs.
Bringing us to present day, the promise of redemption, a gleaming vision of the future, which looks at this moment like a $325,000 catering truck.
So here we have a deep fryer, work table storage. Here
that's
storage.
Chef Robert of Chef Robert Catering, a.k.a. Craft Services.
A lot of pan storage. This is a food truck on steroids.
Recently, his company's been dishing up tacos and pizza for the cast and crew of Westworld, Chips, The Last Ship.
For the first time ever, we've been at capacity in Los Angeles for quite a few months.
He's ordered $1 million of new equipment and hired 15 new people.
It's definitely picking up.
That's Gary Onesko, who runs Reel to Reel Locations, a location agency like a talent agency, but it represents hospitals and mansions instead of actors.
Sometimes we have five shows filming at the same time at our properties.
One of those properties is a new location for the HBO show Veep. It moved from Maryland after California promised a $6.5 million tax credit. American Horror Story and Secrets and Lies have also come home.
The shows that are coming back are the high-value shows that bring a lot of jobs and a lot of revenue with them.
Big-budget movie production is expected to rise as the new tax credit kicks in. The L.A. film industry is also being helped along by the overall boom in stuff to watch these days and the fact that other states have dialed back their incentives. It's a change in fortune you can see all over L.A. Sunshine yellow signs with black arrows and mysterious letters or words directing crews to base camps. Roads clogged with bulky production trucks, star wagons. Colonies of porta-potties that spring up miraculously overnight. The threat to LA's film industry is far from vanquished. Production will follow the money. But for now, Los Angeles is a little closer to its days of glory. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.